Welcome, welcome to another episode. And in this episode, my interview guest is Stan Christian, or on Instagram, he's called Stan Zen. And it's an episode that I actually recorded in May when I was still living in the Sri village in Bali. Stan came as a visitor to us to gift us some of his music, and we sang in a kirtan. And the next day we sat down and talked about Bali and the way of relating in Bali, because let me just say, the dating world, the modern dating world in Bali, it's an experience on itself. It's an accelerator, self-development growth program to go through the world of modern dating in Bali. So we will talk about open relationships, polyamory, we will talk about twin flames, soulmates, what it means for the masculine to be in a relationship with a strong, independent, wild woman. So before we dive deep, let's do a little exercise to arrive in the now and to tune into this moment. So let's practice some mindfulness before we dive into the podcast. And for that, I invite you to tune inwards for a moment. And you can do that with eyes open or with eyes closed. But for a moment, do as if your ears were listening inwards. What's currently going on in your world? Where are you coming from right now? What are the things that are still going on in your mind, in your body? Just listen inward. How are you right now before you listen to the podcast? And being aware of what's going on in your own inner world and now about to receive new information and get inspiration from a new podcast, I invite you to take a deep breath in for some freshness, making space. Feel how your chest opens up and exhale out, letting go of what you can let go for this moment to arrive in the now, to be present in the now. And then go ahead and massage your earlobes just a little bit. Bring attention to your ears and then place both your hands over your heart to connect with your heart center. As I invite you now to listen up, not just with your ears, but with your heart. I'm sitting on my balcony in Bali, and I have Stan here sitting right in front of me. We had a wonderful kirtan last night, and he shared his beautiful gift of singing and playing the guitar, combining it with breath work, meditation, and yoga here in the Sri village. And after the kirtan, we talked a bit more about the Bali life, modern couples and relationships. And I wanna introduce this beautiful soul to you, and hope you get inspired. And then maybe you can introduce yourself in your own words and share what's alive in you today.
Hello. Thank you for having me. Thank you for inviting me. Thank you for opening up these interesting topics and showing the interest in me. I love sharing about myself. I love sharing about my experiences, about my life. I love sharing music. I love sharing the practices that have helped me during my journey as yoga and meditation and breathwork. I am a musician, yoga teacher. Also, I'm still an entrepreneur, an engineer, which was my previous career for around 10 years. And I'm having a transition from this career into becoming fully embodied musician and yoga teacher right now, I feel, and figuring out my balance in life of how much I want to do what, where, with who, and how. And I'm really interested in the self-development, growth, relationship topics to have a deeper understanding of how to create this harmony in life with myself, with other people, with my connections, with my relationships, with my offerings. And I feel I have a lot of passion in all these topics, and I get excited when we open these topics and we start sharing about these things. And there's so much to explore, I feel, in the relationship and connection topics from yeah, the modern coupling. I love the phrase modern couples, and another phrase which you shared that in your last podcast and in your recent times, and also for me, has been a term called conscious uncoupling, which, remember when I finished my last relationship, I didn't want to say that breakup or what happened is something bad and like something is wrong and how did you break up or who left who or all these things. Like when people were asking this, I was like, I was really happy that I had heard about this phrase from somewhere, maybe also from a podcast, maybe from Instagram, something. And we both chose that this is a conscious uncoupling. And it actually felt way better if you call it this way. So I feel like the way we call our relationships or the things we do really changes the way we feel about this. And like, just the word I see, like modern couples, it looks like something that I can do, because like I feel for a while I have been feeling like I should not be in a relationship. I don't think traditional relationships are something that can make us happy, you know, the marriage and all these things. And then now when I'm like seeing the feeling and seeing the phrase modern couples, it makes me see that okay, that's something I could see myself, you know, doing, creating, especially consciously putting it together. And I feel right now I'm like diving into the topics already, and I can just like continue. And my brain is like just generating,
channeling.
Yeah. Now I'm like just thinking about love and how. Yeah, how also in my kirtans and yesterday when I was singing, it's like about the choosing the love. And I think this is a part of like the modern couples thing, because like there's a thing that's like falling in love. You fall in love, you're like blinded, ignoring the red flags, making compromises without even being aware of this. And then falling in love phase will be over and you're like, what's going on? Like, why do we even, you know, the attraction, the lust, passion might be like going down, and then you find yourself in a moment, why, how did I get there? But then when it's like consciously approaching love as a practice, as art, as something that you can practice, as you can become better, and that's something you can choose, not something that chooses you. And then consciously working on it, talking openly about, you know, the compatibility topics, what are the things you like, what makes you happy, what makes you upset, how does this or that makes you feel when the other person does something or says something or maybe is not doing something that you need, and then expressing this authentically without judging and blaming. But yeah, this is what I've been really, it's been a relevant thing for me to try to express myself from a point that I share my feelings, that I share how something makes me feel. And then to try to make it like this, that is perceived as not judging or not complaining or not, you know, blaming someone for making me feel like this, but trying to share it neutrally, like, this made me feel upset, this made me feel angry. And it's a real challenge, because I think I haven't been able to share it in this way that it's perceived like I'm intending it to perceive. Like, it's a real challenge. So I think I really need to learn more about the modern couple, more modern couples tricks and techniques, how to master that.
You gave some beautiful wisdom and learnings and introductions. Thank you for that. And at the same time, here's the contract. If you want to join the modern couples community, it's beautiful. I think there is so much we can learn from one another on the journey. And, just the last thing about you are not your feelings, the feelings arise in you, and still in the moment, how can we better put that out there and show up more authentically? That's a beautiful approach. You know what? This morning when I was thinking about okay, we're gonna record the podcast. I had this one question in mind as a starting question, and it was just as simple as, what about love? And you just started, you know, talking about that question. So you heard my question. Wonderful. And you shared some wisdom also last night at the Kirtan, which was really nice. I would like to know from you. So you've been living in Ubud for almost a year, and I've been living here in Bali for 6 months. I'm about to leave the island, planning to come back. But for me being here, I had the impression that there's a very Bali special way of relating, or what you can learn about love and relationships. And my question is, what are your top learnings or like insights about the world of relationships and love while being here in Bali? It can be from your own experience, but I think also just being here teaches so much about love and relating.
Definitely. I have experienced a lot of different ways of connecting and the differences compared to, I guess, the outside world from Bali, especially Ubud. How I think the main differences in some way I would point out is the speed of how things happen. Like, I think the, you know, falling in love, becoming a couple, conscious uncoupling, it can happen like, it can happen so fast. And maybe there's some people, you know, and then in last few months they have been in a relationship and then had already finished the relationship and you had no idea. In a way, I feel the way of keeping it private is a thing. Of course, depends on people, depends on the people. But it seems like people like to kind of be more like a little bit like mysterious with these things. And I guess there comes in this kind of like open relationship and polyamorous connections.
It's very present here.
Which is definitely, yeah, it's like, I feel it's, in a way, if that's something that you are interested to experience here, is potentially a good place to have that, because there are probably more people who are into that. I remember before coming to Bali, I was kind of like, maybe like super curious about these ways of connecting. And I definitely had not met anyone from Estonia who would be interested in an open relationship or who would be interested in polyamory. And then it was like kind of like maybe like even like a fantasy of mine. Oh, and I still haven't had the experience of being in this type of relationship, but I think I've kind of seen this type of relating, and like I have some friends who have also experimented with this type of connection and relationship. And so far, I haven't actually met anyone who's like successful with this way of being in a relationship and who's like really happy. Maybe there's in the beginning, there's this like feeling of freedom. There's something new that like I do it differently. It's like I don't follow the rules, which is also something about me. I don't want to follow the traditions 100%. I like to create my own traditions, my own ways of, you know, connecting and relating. And it seems that the connection types here is like, I don't see many long relationships that have been formed here and then people staying together, mm-hmm. even though I haven't been here for so long. But like also that what I've heard from my friends is like, it seems like that there's like fast changes, lessons that you probably have more of this, you know, the twin flame and karmic connections that, you know, bring out your triggers that really show and mirror these, whether if it's shadow sides or these different sides of you that maybe you have not been aware of. And then the universe keeps throwing these people to your way who will help you grow. And I think this is actually what all the relationships are about. So we can grow as you know, becoming more connected with ourselves and becoming more real and authentic in our own bodies, in our own experiences, not to please someone or not to, it's like removing this people pleasing that, you know, finding how to compromise with someone. And I think it's like the environment or the social environment supports like here to be your true self and express yourself truly. Like, you know, when in a lot of countries in the world is like, I don't know, for example, like sexism, and like for a woman to, you know, be quiet and don't express your feelings, and, you know, the man is leading and doing this and you just have to obey and just raise the kids and do something like that. I think here it is like so opposite of that. It's like, it seems even like some points, just like women are more like dominant here, I feel, who are like so authentically expressing their truth, and, you know, which is a beautiful thing to see, I feel, and I really respect it and I really like it, because I think it's important for both sides in a relationship to be able to express yourself absolutely authentically and without worrying that is it gonna, you know, create a problem or something, but like having the maturity to talk about difficult topics, to talk about, who knows, your different weird desires or things that you would be shy to talk about. And I think like the something about it here in Bali, in Ubud, is like supporting to be really authentic. The people, the events, the practices, everything, you know, with tantric events, approaches, practices, which is a topic I've been also really curious about before, thinking it's like all about sexuality and having tantra sex, but now understanding how it's actually a way deeper and broader teaching topic, way of connecting to your body, way of relating to other bodies, honoring. So I think it's like a good place that can open up a lot of different sides of yourself. And then I also guess it's like a good place to explore, experiment with different potential ways of connecting. And like the romantic side of me would like to be like, no, this is an amazing place when you can meet someone you can be for the rest of your life. But right now, from my experience, from seeing from other people's experiences, it seems it's not the best place for that. It seems like this is a place for, like, you know, of course there are examples, exceptions always, but right now it seems that it's more a place to learn, to grow, to explore, experiment, rather than to find a soulmate. And it's an interesting place to, yeah. And also then the fact of like, there's a lot of people who travel here, who come here for a short time, and then you meet, and then maybe you fall in love, you have amazing connection, but you have to let go. This person will leave the country soon. And like all these aspects of it make it quite challenging, I feel, for the heart, even though maybe for the body, for the mind, it's amazing. You know, oh, so many beautiful people, so much potential connection, like all these, you know, events when you can really connect in cool ways, ecstatic dances, when you can, you know, contact jams, which it's all like, all about connection, and like really people are open to connect, and people love hugging you for 5 minutes and looking you deep in your eyes and, you know, expressing their appreciation and love to you. So you can, you know, you come from another country, first it can feel really weird or it can feel really good, depends on what's your, you know, place. And I've been enjoying it a lot and I love this, and I wish to share this way of connecting, I think it can really support the growth to create more sustainable, conscious relationships.
Beautifully put. Creating conscious relationships or conscious relationship skills, and having here like a melting pot, or yeah, really. I mean, there's a reason why we are here on this island at the same moment in time, and a chance to learn from one another and with another. I love that idea. And if you come here with that mindset of, yeah, learning, finding out, growing, dealing with all the sensations that come up, so also with the pain of letting go and also with the explosion of love that might happen at one moment, but are open to all the sensations and just explore that, I think it's a beautiful place to be. And actually it has for me a lot of similarities also to my other home, that I call, in Portugal, because also there we have many people that come and leave, stay maybe a bit longer, but I see some similarities in there, and it's a great experience, especially for me to dive deep and explore the field of relating, talking to modern couples, learning from them, with them. So I had a question, let me think. Yeah, that was the path where I wanted to go. There was this one moment when you shared about the strong, independent woman, how I call this archetype. And I would be curious to find out, what do you think, or from your world, from your experience, what is requested from you? What do you need to learn to be around such a power, such a force? And I'm also wondering, what does it mean for men to be around the strong, independent woman? What is like the growth that men can do around that field? And also I speak from my own experience. I mean, there is the strength and going out there and expressing myself and saying what I want and what I don't want, but also there is this side that doesn't always want to be in the lead, or that does not want to be dominant in the relationship the whole time. So what do you think is the challenge, and also like the growth chance for the masculine around that energy?
I feel that the balance between the masculine and feminine, and who is initiating more, who is more dominant, I feel like in a relationship, for me personally, it seems like an important thing that it has to be in balance, because I feel from my experience like that I had a long relationship. I had a partner for almost 10 years, since I was 19 until 29 years old, and it was a beautiful relationship. I feel it was definitely my soulmate. I still love this person a lot, and I consider that we are friends, even though we're not like in such close connection. But I feel, for example, in this dynamic, I think it was quite harmonious also. But in the end, I figured like I was probably too dominant. And I was, I realized like I like to have also a woman who initiates more, who shares her truth more, even if it triggers me. And actually I learned it like after we finished our relationship, because like in the end it started to become more present since I was also expressing this. And it was interesting because I am a Leo, she was also a Leo, and I feel like I kind of maybe suppressed her true full potential to shine and to be the queen that she deserves to be and who she is. And maybe my light was shining too bright and like shadowing maybe her. Who knows, maybe it wasn't like that, but it felt like this to me, and I felt the need to give her space to shine more. And to me it seemed that when we finished the relationship, that she like sparkled and like had a next level of opening and becoming like And then it was like, oh my God, did I hold her back? And like, okay, like, and then it was really becoming, I was getting the awareness to not be too dominant. And I think then was like a phase when I was like really flowy. So like living in Ubud, being in this flow, being in this kind of like super spontaneous, like just go with the flow. Like, what do you want? I don't know, like whatever, you know. And then also being in this other extreme like made me crave for like a balance. And then also in the connections, and I think this is something that actually attracted me to my last relationship, which was like after the long relationships that I had in Estonia, my first relationship here in Bali, which was like a half a year ago now, it was this woman was amazing. He's an amazing woman who knows what she wants. And she expressed her truth from the first moments when we met. And it was so attractive to me to see that, how someone can be so authentic and like not worry about pushing someone off with that or something. Because, for example, there was this thing that I was in this fully fully this moment, like, I don't want to be in relationship. I want to be free. I want to be single. I want to be flowy. And whenever there was someone who, for example, I was using Tinder and seeing the profiles. And when there's someone who has in their profile that I only look for a serious relationship, if you look for something casual or fun, then don't swipe me. And then I was like, okay, I don't want to deal with these who want this serious relationship. It's like turn off for me. Like, come on, we got to meet and see what's up. And then you're going to see if you want to go deeper or not. But then interestingly, this woman that I had a relationship with, she, the first time we met at an ecstatic dance. And it was interesting because this time I really went to this ecstatic dance to dance just for me. I was like, I'm not looking for anything. I'm not going to even dance with anyone. I just keep to myself and I'm like, just, you know, enjoying myself. Like had this conscious intention not to connect with anyone. Because like, for sure, it's not about connecting there, but there is still a lot of connections potentially happening and it's also beautiful. But this time I had like a clear plan. No dancing with anyone. I'm going to go and just be with myself and enjoy my body and move and, you know, dance. And then some point I was doing this and then I opened my eyes and I saw this one beautiful woman was like looking at me with a huge smile on her face and like just kept her eyes on me. And I was like, yeah, looking back like, okay, what's up? Like, nice to see you. Okay. And then we started like getting more closer to each other. Then we started to dance, not in a sexual way, but just in a beautiful way, just dancing, connecting. And then after the dance, we sat down. That, you know, after the ecstatic dance, you usually either like lay down on the floor in Shavasana or cuddle with someone you have been dancing with or something like that, or give a massage or, you know, all kinds of fun stuff and can be happening there. And then we were like sitting down on the floor there and then started to talk about like, hey, who are you? What's your name? What's up? What you doing? I think one of the first things that she told me, I was like, so what are you, you know, what's going on in your life or what are you doing? And then she was like expressing that I'm looking for a partner. And I was like, oh, like, what do you mean? You mean like a business partner or something? No, like a romantic partner. And I was like, oh. And my like initial reaction, I thought it would have been like, okay, stay away. Like that's too much. That's not something that I'm looking for. So, but I guess there was like strong attraction and chemistry. And I was like, oh, cool. And I was even kind of impressed that someone is expressing this like authentically, like, I'm looking for a partner. Like, okay. And then we started to hang out, to connect. And then she was also sharing it was quite fast. We got really close quite fast. It was a beautiful connection. Really felt like a familiar energy and like we knew each other and could really trust each other. And then she shared how she had like manifested in a way a partner exactly like me that she had written in her notebook, all the, you know, the details and becoming clear what you want. And then this is what you get. And especially here in Bali, it's like the manifestations kind of happen way more clearly, like not from a needy place that I need this, but like sending out this wish that, you know, I attract this. I'm imagining, what do I want? Like, how does it feel like? What do I have? And then we used the same technique to get our beautiful home. And I was like getting really clear, where do I want to live? Because like I feel in Bali, my biggest challenge has been like finding a nice home where I'm happy. And then I got super clear of all the details. What do I want? Like black color window frames, high ceilings, white walls, new house, da da da, all the details. And this is what happened. Like a few days later, we got this house. And yeah, for me, this kind of like knowing what you want from a female, especially, it's really attractive because I like to lead. I like to, I don't know if I can say if I like to initiate. Sometimes I like to initiate, but more my initiation comes from this, that if my partner or if the female is kind of throwing some first seeds of initiation, and then I will take these seeds and I will create something from it. Because if I feel, if I feel that there is like this wish and like deep true desire, but if I feel like if the female stays too passive, which is more like a traditional archetype for a female to be passive and to be waiting to be approached or something, for me it seems it doesn't attract me so much. And in this way I actually feel myself as more being in a feminine way of I like to be invited, I like to be approached or asked, or I like when someone initiates something with me, or and then it sparks me, and then I start, you know, filling the details. And
it's beautiful that you bring that up. Exploring the feminine and the masculine and the energies, and I think intuitively you described how the polarity beautifully works. And it's I was reading about archetypes, and there's the queen archetype and the king archetype, so the masculine and the feminine, and how king and queen beautifully work together in symbiosis if she initiates, leads with her intuition, like giving her wants, desires, or whatever she feels like the community needs or the family needs, or like leading from intuition, and he gets to serve and actually to, you know, make the plan, lead the way to initiate and do what needs to be done. So in a way she is the feeling, the intuition, like the cosmic channel of the message, and he will be, you know, on her side to do that and go there and provide the energy or enter the world with that idea. And I feel that in society many women are taught to rather step back and be silent and not address their wants and needs for themselves or for the partnership, even though when the male energy or the man, the masculine, awakens, I feel that there's a stronger also desire to hear these wants and needs and to really make her shine or see her in her full power. And it's so different from what society seems to know in the last decades of what we want. And we create the sameness in relationships whereby, you know, if we aim for we are both the same, we are both equally, sometimes it misleads us to a sameness whereby we both need to address our wants and needs. But there might be that energetically we are actually thriving more from really being aware of that polarity. And I noticed that there is the scooter in the background who's not shutting up. I will wait a moment. Does being in a relationship or not being in a relationship have an impact on you, on, you know, your next steps in business? Like at the moment, does it help for you? Like how can the relationship support you or also hinder you on your way of growing your business?
That's a really good topic. That's a really good question. That's been quite relevant in my last relationships, or not being in a relationship as well, that that I feel my last relationship, that was really, I felt it was really supporting. She really encouraged me, really supported me to, you know, go for it. And I feel that's what it could be. I don't want to say it should be. I think it can be either way. It can be like this, that your partner is really, you know, well, for sure it's important that it's your partner is supporting you, not that like discouraging you, and like cares about your passion. And it's a really cool benefit if these passions or these careers might even be in a similar field, that you can do something together. And with my last partner, we were able to kind of combine a little bit our passions and our careers, but at the same time I think it's important to keep your sovereignty and keep your own focus on your own work, on your own things, because I feel many people have, and personally I have also, like I have a tendency to support the partner in their things in the best ways I can, and if the partner can support you in the same, in a good way, that you can expand your business or career too, it's a beautiful bonus to the relationship. But I think it's not like a necessity that it has to be this. I think it's I have like always had this feeling that would be so cool, you know, if you have your partner who you can do things together with, and you have like maybe like these offers that you both do that complement each other's career or work. But then it's like a tricky point again, like mixing the romance with the work. So maybe it's like better to have like complete separate paths, and I got a little bit lost.
Maybe there's no right or wrong answer. It's more like, relationship can be challenging and it can be helpful. And I think it's beautiful if it's in you to support your partner and see them grow. And if you are aware of, you know, the possibilities as well as the risks if you start a business together. And sometimes I say it's actually, so there's this book, The Five Languages of Love. Probably you've heard of that. Everybody has at least one preferred language, love language. And it's either, for example, to have touch or to receive compliments or give compliments, to get a gift, to spend quality time together. And then there's like a sixth language of love that I feel is very typical for modern couples, which is to support each other in their growth. Like, I don't just get your time and, you know, creating beautiful memories together, which is great, but really, like, I want to see the other person grow and I will support them. And I feel that that's very common in modern couples to see that. Okay.
I have one pattern reminder about the same topic. That's the pattern app. So that's like astrology about your signs. And it keeps sending me one reminder quite often that says, in my relationship experiences, I may end up with or expect partners who are devoted to their careers or projects. At times, they're so wrapped up in their work that they neglect me. And in attempt to get close, you may end up supporting their career and ignoring yours. On the other hand, instead of dating partners like this, you may exhibit this kind of behavior in your relationship. And that is so true. And I've noticed it, that I have had like the tendency to do that, especially in the starting phase when you get connected to someone. It's like, I don't care about anything what I'm doing right now with my projects. I just want to devote myself to this person and, like, you know, have like a full diving into the connecting. And then I've reminded myself, like, after some of experiences like this, that I should keep my focus on me and my career or my work, especially if it's in the phase of, you know, starting something new. Then it's like really needs more attention than when something is already happening and going on. Then, so I think that's an important reminder for me to keep the focus on things that I'm doing and not to let the romance or the love, when it comes, to take over so much that it takes the attention off what is actually important. Even though, of course, there is all of these parts of our lives are important, relationships are important, and our work is important, but to find the balance in this, that once choosing, it doesn't have to be that you choose one or another. It's like both should be working at the same time. So in this way, definitely the having some sort of interest, at least, or support in the partner's career, or is definitely important to have.
All right. Thank you very much also for sharing. I love reading in the pattern also on relationships. And it's all, I mean, we talked about growth, so I like your closing sentence or your closing thoughts. The more conscious we get about our own autopilots, our own patterns, our own way of being, the more opportunities we spot in day-to-day life. To see ourselves there and grow and choose a different path or explore a different experience this time, and not just be fully overwhelmed by just our pattern. I mean, you know, now that you are more aware of, oh, I'm the kind of person that, you know, fully dives into the career of my partner, you get to choose every time again, like, how much of that do you want to do? Because you love doing that and because it's you and it's 100% you. And at the same time, to be more aware that you don't lose yourself while doing that, and also focus on yours. We spoke a lot about modern dating now, and I am curious to hear your thoughts and your inspiration, your takeaway from this episode. Feel free to share that with me in the comments or on Instagram. And on the topic of modern dating, I have a deep dive masterclass coming up 11th of September, Modern Dating, And this is for you if you want to transform your mindset on dating, on your dating experience, and really stop the frustrating experiences, stop the feeling of wasting time, but really embrace this time, refuel, recharge, learning about your wants and needs and how to call in the lover that you want to grow with to build the relationship of your next level. Huh? So 11th of September, you will find all the details in the comments, in the footnotes here and on Instagram. You can book now. I think the doors are open. If you listen to this podcast afterwards, you can buy the recording of the masterclass online and all other informations on Instagram, Marcella Brebaum, and on my website, modern-couples.com.